producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning on a Friday. Welcome to the Frogwood Lubicant Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up at the second hour, we're going to be joined by James Yeager from Tactical Response. And we're going to talk about two different things. We're going to talk about disparity of force and the way he trains people to deal with that. And we're also going to talk about the AK thing, the sanctions against Russia and how that's affecting the AK market. I was actually going to talk about that, too, DeCorzo. But that's coming up in the second hour. Today is the... What is today? Today's the 5th of September. And the 11th will be in 6 days. Used to be I didn't do anything special unless I was traveling more than an hour away from the house. But now I'm doing it every day. And here's what I'm doing. I have a bag. I'm going to do a little video on this. I have a bag that was made, used to be made by HSGI. I don't know if they still make it or not. But I've started getting into photography. And this bag looks a lot like a photographer's bag, like you might carry a big tripod or something in it. Within this bag, I can stick a very lightweight chest rig with four magazines for an AR, with a trauma kit, and with a two magazines for a pistol. I can stick that in this bag, and I can stick my AR-15 pistol, which is built off of the Ares Armor. I don't remember which upper it is, but it's built off of the Ares Armor AR-15 upper. All that fits into that and zips up and looks like a big tripod bag. And I take that and I stick it into the back of my trunk or into the back of the, if I'm in the SUV, I stick it in the back of the SUV. Now, why am I doing that? I'm doing that. Because I don't know what's going to happen in the next few days. I do know that we have ISIS across the border. Nobody's come out and said it, but, we've been seeing ISIS flags in the news across the nation here and there. Not heavily prevalent, but a couple of instances. And if something pops, well, the first thing if something pops, I'm going to be in this moral dilemma. What do I do alone against a terrorist attack? I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to do in that. Against a multi-man team, it's going to be a tall glass of water. But what else can I do? What else can anyone do? I'm not going to travel around in a team or anything. Now, this is going to be in the car. So, like, if I'm in a shopping mall and that kid's in the car, that's not going to do me a whole lot of good. So, it's not the best answer, but it's the only answer I can come up with. And if something does pop, something pops in front of me while I'm in the car or something like that, at least I have the meat. Now, notice I'm not carrying things like plates. The reason I'm not carrying a big plate carrier or anything like that is because I believe that that would be the little bag I have in, it's not very big at all. And if, you know, if I'm asked to open my trunk, nobody's going to be, I can open the trunk, put groceries in it, and there's that bag, and it's not going to alarm anybody. But I'd be interested to hear your ideas on what should be, I mean, are you guys taking any precautions about this? Are you looking at this and saying, well, I'd rather be more prepared than underprepared. Of course, I will have my concealed carry weapon on me. But I will have a different weapon in the bag for a sidearm. But looking at this, it's a very lightweight rig. The chest rig is by Blue Force Gear. I've got a single point sling on it by Magpul. It's a bunch of goulash. It's a bunch of goulash. And I'm just, you know, I know that that's not much. In the face of a team, it's nowhere near enough. But at least I can, you know, when I'm weighing these things, I'm saying it's ridiculous to try to take on any sort of an element by yourself, which it is. Even a second person would make a big difference. Now, when my son travels with me, that bag will also hold his kit. It's a very versatile bag. I wish I could. I don't remember what model it is. I need to get names and everything about that. But that's just a question for all of you out there. What are you doing different as 9/11 looms? And I noticed this the other day, and they're talking about it in the chat room right now. In one of the places that ISIS is taking control of, there's airliners missing from one of the airports. That doesn't mean that all the airliners out there are serviceable or flyable. An airliner is it requires a lot of maintenance, but there's 11 airliners missing. And the anniversary is coming up. So what are you doing different? What are you doing different? Here's the thing. At least pay better attention to what's going on around you. If all you're going to carry is your concealed carry weapon, carry some spare ammo for it at least, please. Don't, you know, put aside your 5-shot revolver and pull something out with a little more capacity and put up with the discomfort for a week or so. And if I'm wrong, I hope I am. I hope I am. But I'm doing a little more. I very rarely go out alone. So, I mean, I at least have my wife, sometimes my son, sometimes I'm with my other son and daughter-in-law and granddaughter. I'm going to be in a position to sling some lead if that's what it takes. If that's what it's going to take. A lot of shopping areas, and I'm surrounded by soft targets everywhere I look. Everywhere. Schools, shopping malls, you know. High school football has just started. All kinds of soft targets. But I'm doing what I can. I don't know that that's very, I don't know that that's enough. I don't know that it's going to help at all. But if you have any ideas about that, I wouldn't mind hearing about those. Well, I see phone lines lighting up and then they're shifting left and right and everything. We're coming up on the first break, so let's see what that puts together for us. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Going to the phone to John in Austin. Yes, sir.
Bill, good morning.
Good morning. Are you carrying you carrying something around extra with you as you go about your day right now?
Yeah. I'm going basically heavy on the medical. And I carry extra eye cleaning and debridement, wash, bandages, space blankets, you know, the emergency blankets. So I've upped my medical kit, carrying that. I added a few extra magazines, to give me a total of 12 magazines. Also heavier, like I've got a set of, real heavy coveralls, basically for urban, you know, I did search and rescueville and, was trained in urban search and rescue. And so I've got the hard hat with the light, the respirator, knee pads, heavy gloves, special boots that are, you know, practically indestructible, protect my feet. Extra small fire extinguisher. And that's what I carry. That because I see myself as being in a response, depending on what happens and based on the attacks, prior attacks, looking at them in the past. The big thing is to be able to respond to casualties, and to be able to help shift minor casualties out of the way.
Now, is that something you normally carry, or is this extra stuff that you've added to it, or?
It's extra stuff. I always carry a medical kit in my car, and that it, you know, because you never know when you're going to roll up on a car accident. And I used to travel across the state in my work, and you know, inevitably, two or three times a year, I'd run across a multiple victim serious car accident where I'd be the first person on scene. And some of these can be in like rural areas where you might have to wait a little bit for help to get to you. So you got to be able to try to take care of what you can there. So yeah, it's additional to what I normally carry. I carry medical. Basically, I carry enough to hold a couple of people for 24 to maybe 48 hours, self-sufficient.
I'm not going that far. I've got one blowout kit. I've got five magazines with the primary, with the secondary. I'm going to have about three in addition to my concealed carry weapon, and that's it.
I guess it's, you know, for me, this comes from being in search and rescue and being like, we always had our 24-hour kit with us to be self-sufficient for 24 hours.
Because well, I haven't thought about packing a backpack and throwing it in there. I have a couple of very nice backpacks from Ares Armor that actually has integrated magazine carriers built into the top of it. And, you know, it would hold the bladder for hydration and all kinds of other gear. I'm just thinking light. That's all I've been thinking is light. Light and lethal. That's all I want to be, is lightweight and lethal. As lightweight as I can be anyway.
Believe it or not, Bill, this is pretty. My medical kit is in a sling bag. On my body, on my person, I have my personal gear.
See, you are probably a pay grade or two above me as far as a medical kit, though, because you probably have the qualifications to use more stuff than I do.
No, maybe not, because I had EMT training back in the day. You know, we were still throwing leeches on people.
Do you know how to use a chest decompression needle?
Yeah, but I've had the training, and I've never done it. Thank God, knock on wood.
See, I've never even trained to do it, so I don't carry one.
I basically, airway management and evasive procedures I shy away from, unless it's just like absolutely fourth and long. And
then you throw the Hail Mary then, huh?
And, you know, because here in Texas, we have the Good Samaritan law. And as long as you're not going above your pay grade, to use that term,
right,
and you're covered. And sometimes having that extra gear, you might not be able to use it, but someone might roll in who can.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
Maybe time a ER nurse or a paramedic or something like that, and they'll say, "What do you got? Let me see your kit." And they'll rummage it and say, "Okay, great. You got an airway. You got this. You got that. You got an IV. Okay, great. Let's go to work. Come on. You're with me."
I don't carry any IVs or anything.
Well, in search and rescue in the summertime, I did.
Yes. Well, like I said, I've given IVs. You're probably more qualified to do it on a regular basis. It's been a few decades since I gave one, so.
What's a good place? There's a group. NASAR, National Association of Search and Rescue, NASAR, NASAR. And I believe on their website, they have what they consider a standard 24-hour and 72-hour loadout, and item by item.
And I will have to look at that.
It's a good go-by for looking at your kit. I mean, like, do you have an extra pair of socks? Okay.
There's no all that stuff like that. There's no way to go wrong with stuff like that. Listen, I'm running out of time. Thanks.
All right.
I know you're carrying an AK too. I know you're carrying an AK because that's the way John rolls. All right, sir. Thank you very much for the call. And I guess he was gone. Yeah, if you want to call in with your kit as we're going along in the first hour, that's fine. In the chat room, my man Dan is carrying plates. I'm not carrying plates. I'm just trying to stay minimalist. I'm taking the Zen approach to counterterrorism if it occurs in front of me. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Lubricant Studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I went during the break, and I went and got the running around in the back of the car, in the bag, carry gun. This is an AR-15 pistol. Because of its length, I don't have to break it down. Now, I could, in the bag that I'm carrying it, I could actually carry a full-sized AR-15 pistol, or a full-size AR, but I'd have to break it down. This is a very short pistol. Got a 7.5-inch barrel on it, and it has the SIGTAC arm brace system on the back of it, so I can legally pull it up to my shoulder and shoulder fire it. I put a short Magpul angled foregrip on the front, so because there's not a whole lot of stuff out front of this on this gun with a 7.5-inch barrel, and it's sporting a EOTech XPS2 piece of glass on top of it. Shoots marvelously. The upper or the lower, I just put together myself, all by my lonesome. So that's the piece for those of you that are watching on Google Plus and in the chat room. That's the gun that I'm running around with right now in the back of the car. My carry gun is my Glock 26, which is something I can hand off, because also in the kit, which is on top of the gun safe right now because it's not in the car, is the Salient Glock 34 and a G-code paddle holster with a G-code magazine carrier. And there'll be altogether five magazines for that gun. So. But that's all I'm carrying. I'm not carrying it, you know, one trauma kit. I might throw an extra one in there. Maybe I could do that. In other news, according to Breitbart.com, Michael Bloomberg is heading back into private business because his gun control schemes have all failed, left, right, and center. Most recently, his two big gaffes,
Well, first he dumped $150,000 into the sheriff's election in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, against David Clark, and, you know, that was, he may as well just let that, let watch it burn. And then they put out, the Every Town group put out a little commercial about domestic violence and guns, where it made it look like that woman would have been better off if she'd been packing a pistol. It inadvertently made the case for women carrying a gun. So, even on The View, four panelists came away telling women to get a gun to protect themselves and their children. On The View. So, he's... he's heading back to whatever. Why does somebody that's a billionaire need to go back to work? I mean, I want him to direct his stuff, direct his stuff elsewhere. That's fine. But why does he need to go to work? But that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point. They're the Every Town, Moms Demand, Mayors Against Illegal Guns. Their successes have been the non-ban bans in Starbucks and, you know, just passive responses from Target, which didn't ban guns but said, please leave them home. But they didn't ban them. Sonic, I don't know about what's been happening with Sonic. Jack in the Box has been, they banned guns, and then they got, the same one got robbed three times in a row. His efforts are failing. We talked yesterday about the 57,000 plus businesses that are putting gun owners and carriers welcome signs in their doors right now. It's just a loss. And, you know, for somebody like him, you know, he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in the Colorado recall effort for John Morrison, Angela Guerin, and they were recalled anyway. So maybe he's decided he's had too many write-offs this year. That just cracks me up. I can only imagine what that must feel like. To just be a loser like that. To be a billionaire loser. A billionaire loser. And there's plenty of them. There's plenty of them. We're in Washington State. They're all over the place right now trying to get the same thing they got in Colorado, which what they got in Colorado impacts crime exactly 0%. So, all that being said, all those things notwithstanding. I talked briefly yesterday about the student who has recognized that disarming in the U.S., forcibly disarming the U.S., is not a good idea. But there's a lot of people in England that would like that think that's the way it should go. I don't know why, but they think that's the way it should go. This past week, though, a bunch of neighbors watched a guy go into a house in London. Is it in London? Yes, North London. A man went on the loose with a machete, and he beheaded a woman. And no one in England, no one that saw this happening, nobody stepped up to try to stop him because there was a disparity of force, you see. They had nothing, and he had a machete, disparity of force. They probably filmed it like they did that military member that played in the British military band that they hacked up in the middle of the road. Everybody was filming that with their camera phones. That's what they do over there. The British police said, this was a highly visible attack in broad daylight on a residential street. I can understand why this may cause people concern. However, we are confident that we're not looking for anyone else at this stage. They did catch the machete-wielding crazy man. Local officers and specialist detectives are at the scene and will remain there for many hours to come. How comforting! to know that they will remain on the scene after a woman is beheaded. That just... And they have to use less chalk for the outline, or maybe they have to do two chalk outlines, one around the body and one around the head. Because in England, nobody can have a gun. This is what happens to a disarmed populace, folks. This is what happens. This is the kind of crime that can happen to them. This is where everybody just watches. Look, you know, they were probably looking as this guy was coming down the street. Cole, look, there's a crazy man with a machete. Goes into the house. You hear the woman screaming. Everybody's sitting there going, Cole, should we call the Bobbies? The Bobbies show up. All they've got are radios. What are they going to do? Then you have to call the armed response team if they actually have one anywhere near the scene. That takes time. All the while, the neighbors listen as the woman has her head hacked off. Nobody runs in and does anything. The predators rule in England. 2,034 violent crimes per 100,000 compared to our 410 per 100,000. Hey, but not nearly as many of them are using guns as they do here. Never mind that our population is five times that of England. That shouldn't matter either. Never mind that gun ownership is blasted through the ceiling and crime is going down. Guns are bad. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. The Moms Demand Action are going to launch an ad campaign aimed at Kroger. They're not letting go of this one. In this one, they've got various pictures, and they've got people open carrying AR-15s. And like the one I'm looking at here, we have a guy that is shirtless, that he should not be shirtless, and he's carrying a basket with some produce in it, and they're saying one of them isn't welcome at Kroger. Guess which one? that cracks me up. You know, no shirt, no shoes, no service. Now, I don't know how many states Kroger operates in, and I don't know, you know, I know in Texas, the only thing you can open carry is a rifle. Crazily, but that's what you can carry. But this is their latest thing. Now, Kroger, for their part, is saying that they're just going to observe the local law. And that's that. They don't want to be drawn into a political debate. And they're not letting go of this. They're not letting go of this. So they've decided to try to do this to shame them into action, which is hilarious. They've got another picture with a kid on a skateboard because they don't allow somebody to skateboard through the store. But somebody carrying a rifle is okay. They're going to spend... here's a little girl eating ice cream, and here's a guy with an AR-15. I guess no food is allowed in there. this cracks me up. The gun there, you know, every one of these people in these pictures are carrying ARs. And the AR is the most popular semi-automatic rifle in the United States today, which they don't like that. The AR is very close to what our troops carry. So that puts us on a more even footing in the Second Amendment doctrine, if you will, because we're able to deal with them should that need arise. And it's the one they want to ban, despite all statistics, because James Holmes used one and Adam Lanza used one. That's it. That's the reason they want to go after it. We've had bans for these before. Crime was going down before the ban. Crime continued to go down after the ban. And after the ban sunsetted, there were no pitched gunfights over parking spaces in
in parking lots with a bunch of people pulling out their ARs. That's my spot. I paid. But they're going to try to shame them, and this was another six-figure expenditure. I wonder if Bloomberg is going to continue to fund them if he's returning the private business, but they just spent six figures on this. This is a six-figure ad campaign. Where's this coming out? Is this going to be newspaper or what? What is this going to be? The ads are going to be on the newspaper's websites as well as on a billboard in Cincinnati where Kroger's corporate headquarters is based. Okay. Gun control. The majority of, you know, people don't search gun control on the internet. They're not searching for every town for gun safety. They're not searching for the mom's demand or for Americans for responsible solutions. They keep getting on the news because the media is complicit in disarming you. I don't know if that's because the media is in New York or what. I don't know. Here in South Carolina, we just became one of the last of the few holdout states where a concealed carrier does not have to disarm himself now if he walks into an establishment that serves alcohol. Now, when this came about, as it always does in every state, and, you know, they were saying the same thing here. And I think now there's maybe three or four that don't allow it. When they decided to allow concealed carriers to carry in bars, of course, this became guns in bars. And what we were told was that, you know, guns and alcohol don't mix. Never mind, of course, that, you know, the statistics that prove concealed carry permit holders are the most law-abiding of all people in the United States. That would tell that, you know, that could probably tell you a few things. First, it would tell you that we're not likely to get drunk and disorderly. We're not likely to get drunk and disorderly and carry a gun either. Now, one of the caveats to this rule in South Carolina, at the very least, is you can't drink while you're carrying a gun, which is fine. Because, we have one restaurant chain here, and I don't know if it's a national chain or not. It's called Copper River. Copper River has a bar, but it has a restaurant. And I like some of the food they have in there. And so I go in there and I do carry out. I don't like to sit in a restaurant because it's just too wide open. But I will do carry out. And before, because it had a bar in there, I had to leave my gun in the car, even though it's a restaurant. Now, I just carry my gun on in there. But they were making predictions that it was going to be blood in the streets. It's going to be the Wild Wild West, the OK Corral all over again. According to state law enforcement and restaurant officials in South Carolina, they say that they know of no problem since the law went into effect 7 months ago. It allows permit holders to take guns into places that serve alcohol, but allows businesses to prohibit guns and doesn't allow permit holders to consume alcohol. So nothing much changed except a little more common sense was injected into it. Aaron Dando is the leader of the South Carolina chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, a gun reform group, said more businesses would prohibit guns, but the new law requires the signs banning guns be 8 by 12 inches with 1-inch lettering. Frankly, the size requirement is alarming for business owners, and it's prevented some from putting them up. She said one business that had posted the sign has heard negative feedback from members of a gun rights organization. No, they didn't. I know exactly which one she's talking about, and he heard negative comments from his customers. Now, and one of the things about the South Carolina law is that you do have to have a sign, and it has to be exactly the way they describe it, or it's not valid. And you know, getting out there and saying, well, if you put the sign up, more people would put the sign up, but it opens them up to criticism. Yeah, because you're idiots. Because you're telling me that I can't partake in your business unless I'm willing to be helpless and defenseless. And without that sign in place, because they do hold the force of law in South Carolina, if they're correct, without that sign in place, you're never going to know I'm carrying a gun. I don't pull it out there and play spin the pistol. Oh, look, it's pointing at you. You get shot next. These seemingly small fights for gun rights are very important, simply because they're looking for a toehold anytime they can as they scale the wall. And they've been falling off the wall, and I have been enjoying that. I have been enjoying that. Everything they try to do on a federal level doesn't work out. Most of the stuff they try to do on a state level doesn't work out. In Colorado, you know, I'm looking at Washington State, and I'm wondering why on earth they're going to do the same thing Colorado did after what happened in Colorado. And if it gets defeated, if I-591 wins and I-594 loses, they will have spent millions of dollars pushing I-594. But it's a mystery to me why they continue to push for it, because overall, gun law has loosened nationwide since Sandy Hook. We had that emotional surge there for a few minutes, and then statistics and facts began to win today, and that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. It's the Constitution, stupid. Read it. Don't interpret it. Just read it. Coming up next, I'm going to be joined by James Jaeger on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.